We started this hour talking to the chef Martin Morales about the Peruvian food that's not ceviche, but we didn't just want to be teases because people love ceviche, and our friends at America's Test Kitchen have been working on a recipe. Keith Dresser, Cooks Illustrated's executive food editor, talked with our producer, Sally Swift.
Hey, Keith, great to have you here.
It's great to be with you.
Hey, I want to talk to you today about ceviche because it's a beautiful, beautiful, simple dish that I don't think many people prepare at home. What do you think about that?
I think you're right. It's a very simple dish, and I think that people probably do prepare it at home, the people that have access to really fresh fish. But I don't think a lot of people spend a lot of time thinking about recipes. They just take, you know, a dice of fresh fish, they throw some lime juice in there, they let it sit for a while, and they put some aromatics, garlic or chilies or onions. But we really wanted to spend some time with ceviche and kind of have this perfect recipe that would yield silky fish with a lot of fresh, flavorful ingredients.
Okay, so essentially, I mean, for people who don't know, ceviche is like a marinated fish salad. So what did you guys figure out that we needed to know to do this?
Yeah, that's a pretty accurate description. I mean, you're taking, a dice or slices of fish and you're letting it sit in straight lime juice, sometimes vinegar. And what happens is that the acid is like heat. It cooks the fish. It affects the proteins and it firms it up and makes it more opaque. But a lot of recipes or people don't use recipes, so they're kind of ad-libbing, and it doesn't work out quite right. The lime juice is too acidic, it's too harsh, the fish is kind of unevenly cooked, so we used a Peruvian technique to make our ceviche.
Okay, and what is that?
So we use something called leche de tigre, or tiger's milk, and you see it in a lot of different ways in Peruvian ceviche, but what we're doing is we're taking a little bit of that raw fish and pureeing it with the lime juice and a little bit of olive oil to make it rich and some more aromatics. And what that gives us is a thicker product that's going to coat the fish and cook it evenly, but it's also a little less acidic. So you don't have to worry about getting everybody to the table in the first 5 minutes and make sure that the fish isn't overcooked. You have a longer window so you can make it a little bit further in advance.
So how do the Peruvians do it? Are they pureeing fish in their marinade as well?
Yeah, you see it in Peruvian dishes. Leche de tigre is kind of a broad term that they use for a lot of different things. Like with our recipe that you process some raw fish in with that lime juice marinade, sometimes leche de tigre is the byproduct of ceviche. So you've tossed it with the lime juice and it's sat for a while. And they actually do shots of this as a appetizer to ceviche. So you have a little shot of marinade and then you go right into your ceviche.
And how do Peruvians serve ceviche?
So you typically see like a crunchy corn product on a lot of Peruvian ceviche. So corn nuts, you know, those things that you eat with beer takes place with
super
ceviche.
Super salty, yeah.
Yeah, super salty, but also like really crunchy. So it contrasts with that silky fish. Popcorn we saw quite a bit, which we serve with our recipe, which adds, you know, again, crunch, saltiness, same thing as the corn nuts. You see plantain chips sometimes, tortilla chips, really anything that has a little bit of salt and a lot of crunch to contrast with that fish.
And can I go back to what we talked about at the very top that you said fresh fish? So can we use fish that's been frozen?
So you're better off to avoid frozen fish. The freezing process breaks down those proteins and it has a tendency to be mushy once you cook it in that lime juice. So really fresh fish, fresh red snapper, sea bass are kind of good fish to use, but really anything that's super fresh. So go to your fish market, go to your fishmonger. You know, they're the people that you want to trust. They know what will be great for ceviche.
And it's such a great dish for summer.
Yeah, it's perfect for summer eating. It's fresh, it's light. The colors are beautiful. The textures are great. You can't really get any better for summer.
In any way I can work corn nuts into my diet, I am all over.
Exactly. It's not just for beer anymore.
That's right. Hey, thanks, Keith.
You're welcome.
Keith Dresser is the executive food editor of Cooks Illustrated. You can find the recipe for Peruvian fish ceviche with radishes and orange at splendidtable.org.